7.
It's after the hour. What are you burning to talk about today? What do you feel like? Today is Thursday, the 21st. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of April. On this good day, it's a happy-go-lucky day. Don't worry, Jennifer. Just be happy. I think that we ought to just kind of, we will fiddle away or frivle away, fiddle away. Did I say there's Bobby McFerrin.
Hey.
Can I help us out of here?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
What do you say? He says, don't worry, be happy, Jennifer.
That's great advice.
Let's fritter away our time today. You want to do that? Let's just waste
like
our time.
I'd like to fritter today.
Yeah, it's a fritterer day. Don't worry. Be happy. You know, when confronted with all of the things, often in this hour, as you get started looking at the things that are going on in the world, the things that people are talking about, and the people that people are talking about, and I find things that we can, there's serious issues that we can have fun with, and then, but some of them you can't. That's the problem. Now, how do you have fun with something like BP, the one-year anniversary, when you look at Halliburton, and you look at these companies, BP in general, and your companies, and then you look at campaign contributions and their connection it's kind of like smacks you in the face. I was talking about this earlier, and a lot of people calling, demanding what we've talked about many times here, campaign finance reform. You got to get the people away from the influence of all of the big dough anyway. So I'm not much focused on that, because how do you talk about that and be happy? Can't be happy.
We can't fritter when we talk about
right,
that.
Right, exactly. You can be happy for the people who are a little better off, who get paid off, and the waitress who got $80,000 for basically doing nothing. You can be happy for her, but
we
not happy.
Be, and we can say, hey, there hasn't been a bad oil event in
no,
a year.
That's right. That's good. Okay, look at the price.
You like the positive there?
I like it. I want to drill, baby. Drill.
Drill, baby, drill.
All right, here's another story. Gold roaring to all-time highs. Now, that could make the people who have gold very happy.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't have gold, not so happy.
I'm going to cash in your teeth.
Are you? You have to get them out of my head first, though.
Don't tempt me, Doug.
Let's see here. Standard & Poor's rating of our, what are we, we're still AAA. I don't know what everybody's talking about. Standard & Poor's downgrades by saying we borrowed too much money, but we still, as a government, have a AAA rating, the best in the world. So what are we talking about here? We know we borrowed too much money, and we know we have to stop. So are we going to be able to? I guess that depends on whether you voted the right way
that's
the last
right.
time or not. But don't worry. Be happy. It's
doesn't
okay.
Sound very frittery, Dougie.
Got a
doesn't
AAA rating. Let's see. What else have we got here? Education and how it is proving to be the key to young people. As we get close to the end of the year, we have graduation next month. A lot of colleges turning hundreds of thousands of people out into the cold, cruel world. And who's going to get the jobs? The people who have been smart enough to get specific educational needs met. As you know, being on the board of trustees of a college, or now a university, Heidelberg University, we called it a college when I was there. This has been a big trend to move away from calling colleges colleges and to call them universities. And even when we did it at Heidelberg, I wasn't really sure why we did it. And so, we did it. I shouldn't say that. But I know that we did it because we thought it would bring us back into the same focus that we had because it was originally called Heidelberg University, and then it got changed along the way. And we have different schools. We have a school of business, a school of music, school of education. So there are different schools in among the and there those are considered not colleges, but when you have a different school that focuses on a particular major, a particular discipline, then I think it makes it easier for you to think of yourself as a university.
Do you track the most successful majors at Heidelberg?
Yes, we do. Was there another question with that?
Well, I mean, what? Because here's what I mean.
Of course, you have to. It's a, not even that it's nonprofit, it's still a business. We're
right,
in the business of education.
I don't mean like there's 50 more people in the business school than there is in the music school. But after people graduate with those majors, do you ever track which major? Really? Okay,
yeah.
So what is it? What's the most – where would I be the most
successful? At Heidelberg,
you'd
be most successful. The business school, school of education, and the three there areas that I mentioned, the business of music, although that's fallen off because, frankly, we haven't done a very good job of making the school relevant, but that's going to change because they just reorganized it. But in the business school, the same thing. We have a lot of business majors went through there and have gone on to work, but we didn't focus on it. Well, now we have a brand new building and a lot of people, because that's what folks want. They want to understand, though, the business of whatever. We have a lot of different majors. I think we have like 31 or 34 majors at Heidelberg. It's a lot of majors for a school of 1,200 students.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but if you have to also focus on the needs, the individual needs that people have. The economic constraints are the same there as there are realities economically with other schools or other businesses. And so what you really have to do is find out, and that's why the group that's there now has done a good job at ferreting out the things that really aren't that successful, even though we've had good luck with, like, German, for example. We have, I think, three majors. But they still, they're important. But can we afford to have those majors and the economic focus that it takes to get them through instead of taking those resources and using them in other areas, whether it be business? We have an interesting school now, and this is one in terms of follow-up, Jennifer. We have a sort of a crime lab. There's a fellow who worked for the FBI, and he teaches courses on criminal justice and become very, very popular. Because a lot of people want to go into law enforcement, but if you do that now, you need an education, which is a good thing. You know, you've heard me say how many hundreds of times we need fewer police. They need to be better educated and better paid. Well, there are a lot of colleges around the country now who recognizing that. You know, they are training people to go into law enforcement, various types of law enforcement, and that's a good thing. A lot of police forces are requiring a college education, which they didn't used to do. And that deals with a better police. Yeah, a lot of these police guys, and I don't mean to,
You could get into...
Excuse me, yes, yes.
It wouldn't be Fritter for a Thursday.
No, okay, so that's, I'm not doing that. Not going there. Although there is a very interesting, speaking of police, remember Joe Arpaio, the Arizona sheriff that everybody loves to not like? He has an interesting contest online that I think we'll talk about. He's America's toughest sheriff, and he's done something that some people find amusing, other people say they're going to sue, and I'll tell you about that in a minute or two. Oh, after I encourage you to get yourself focused on Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day coming up. Listeners, listen up. You should order now to lock in yet another great deal. Today only, all the frills, pink rose bouquet plus a free glass vase for $19.99. That's today's special deal. Your mother will love, 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 love this one. And every day we've got different deals, as you've heard this week. The deal today, all the frills, pink rose bouquet, plus a free glass vase. This is a stunning bouquet. Features bright pink roses. I love pink roses better than red roses.
Really better than red?
Oh, yeah. Red roses are common. I like yellow roses, pink roses, that kind of stuff. So these pink roses, Jennifer, are set against the lime green mum and pale pink blooms. That's how they're delivered to your mother. So if you have not tried Pro Flowers, if you haven't heeded my call and others, you know, a lot of the radio guys around the country are talking about Pro Flowers. I think Jennifer said yesterday they're reputed to be the number one in customer satisfaction.
In Consumer Reports, against all the other companies.
Pro Flowers is great. Give them a shot. You won't be sorry with this beautiful, modern, memorable bouquet that we're specializing on today. At this price, how can you go? You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. Pro Flowers is my first choice and yours as well. Once you use them, you'll keep going back. Mother's Day flowers. Don't shop anyplace else. This early bird deal for just $19.99 is so good, it's only around until midnight tonight. So don't miss out. Here's the way you get all the frills bouquet. $19.99. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. Or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Doug. That's proflowers.com. Use the keyword Doug.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Could $10,000 make your home renovation dream come true? Whether it's turning a basement into a home bar, restoring an antique or a family heirloom, or creating a backyard oasis, people across America are devoting their time, efforts, and passion to working on personal projects that stand the test of time. And Grant's Whiskey is offering a $10,000 prize to help. Celebrity DIY and home building expert Carl Champley has more.
Home DIY projects shouldn't just be about getting the job done. They should also be about getting the job done so that it endures. With a Grant's Real Stories contest, I'm teaming up with Grant's Whiskey to encourage people to share stories about their home renovation projects at grantswhiskey.com so that we can help them bring their next project to life. The grand prize is $10,000, and participation is absolutely free.
The deadline to enter the Grant's Real Stories contest and a chance to win $10,000 is April 30th. For more information, visit www.grantswhiskey.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The Deck 7 Good Day program with an idea for those of you who are trying to market, grow your business, communicate with the things that are near and dear to you. Maybe you're interested in a charity. Maybe you coach a team, whatever it is you're trying to get through to them. There's a free club, Jennifer. A free,
I like free.
Club. We love this.
Mm-hmm.
This is for Roberta. A free club you can join with tons of resources to do email marketing. It's called Captain Email.
Great
com.
Name.
Captain Email. It's much faster than the U.S. Mail. It's a powerful tool for you to use. You can leap over your competition. It's
Everybody
great.
Does it now, that email marketing.
Right.
You do it right,
yeah. Yep.
You're in.
Do it right. Go to CaptainEmail.com. All right, CaptainEmail.com. 800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus on Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And an interesting way of dealing with the bad guys. It's coming up here on Good Day, 21 after the hour. Jen and Doug are together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, how are you?
Good, Doug. Thanks for having me on, man.
So is there ever a question, has anybody ever done this, the steroid thing with you? There's so much controversy with
sure.
professional athletics.
I admitted to trying steroids when we were back in college. I played for the University of Miami. Played with great players, Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis. And we all tried it, and probably for like a couple of weeks, and nothing ever happened. We'd probably taken Advil or something like that. Right? No idea.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Power to the people. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Another great American day. Okay, so here's the choice you have, Jennifer.
Okay, I like
in terms
that.
Of our trivia, we like to do 20 trivia questions, 20 past the hour, ask the question or close to it, and then get the answer before the next hour. So I have two categories. One of them is Apple. The other is the Seven Dwarfs. Which do you think is more Apple? I mean, when I say Apple, I'm talking about the Apple, not the Apple that you eat, but the Apple that does
smart. Yeah, save the Apple for Rich. I'm more of a Seven Dwarfs kind of person.
All right, here we go. Here's the question of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, are you prepared to answer this question? Which of the Seven Dwarfs is the only one that doesn't have a beard? 800-510.
I think that's Metro Dwarf, isn't it?
8255. Which of the Seven Dwarfs, the original, Jennifer, the original Seven Dwarfs, the only one does not have a beard? This is a good thing for moms. Maybe even kids have figured it out over the years. I think the Seven Dwarfs are still pretty applicable to younger children. So if you're a mom or a dad and you've recently read the story or a story about the Seven Dwarfs, or even maybe you remember it from when you were a child, help yourself. 800-510-8255. There was only one of the Seven Dwarfs that did not have a beard. Which of the Seven Dwarfs was the only one that did not have a beard, if you please? 800-510-8255. A little action on that as we focus now on Joe Arpaio, who's the sheriff, America's toughest sheriff. That's what he calls himself. So now, Jen, he's come up with a new idea, a new way to prove how tough he is. The sheriff's office there this week unveiled an online showcase of hundreds of inmate mugshots, and they're categorized by the crime that they have committed, mm-hmm. and they're now up for a vote. It's the mugshot of the day competition. He said, quote, "I want people to turn to see if their neighbors have been arrested."
That's actually pretty smart to get people to see what the criminals look
right.
like.
The website may help produce more leads on unsolved crimes, too. The leaderboard, seven inmates who have received the most votes, their faces, unusual physical appearances, all of that stuff. So far, I'm looking at the site, Benjamin Luna, who was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, making threats to inflict bodily injury, has 4,200 votes. The page notes that all of the subjects have not yet been convicted, remain innocent, of course, until proven guilty. Let's see here. What else do we know? This is really pretty interesting. He has, there are some people up here housing, he's got a lot of prisoners in tents, you know that story. He has pink underwear.
Yes.
On the...
because real men rock the pink.
That's right, exactly. All right, so if you want to go online, I just thought that would be a good place to send you. Kind of cool. Arpaio mugshots online. Just go to Maricopa County. .org, M-A-R-I-C-O-P-A County. Or you can actually just Google Sheriff Arpaio, A-R-P-A-I-O. That's the first thing that comes up. All right? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, on the serious side of things, we're looking for which of the seven dwarfs was the only one who did not have a beard. And we'll find out if we've got intelligent listeners. We know we do, but who's the most intelligent, like the fairest of them all?
Yeah, who's the most intelligent?
Coming up in a few moments, 28 after on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
It's only 3 days till Easter. I wonder if the Easter bunny and the Easter ham drew straws.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One last ever reason why we're here.
Veggie Tales, 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christmas stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A, the S in victory, E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
After the hour,
I just looked at your website, Dougie.
And?
MCSO.org. That's the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. And you can play Mugshot of the Day. It is disturbing, Dougie.
How is it disturbing?
Did you see the guy that's up there for today?
The guy with the powder all over his face. Is that powder or cream?
I don't know. So disgusting, though.
It's pretty disgusting. Yes, it is.
Can't even deal with it. Yeah, and then there's the guy who just is Mr. Creepy. And then there's the guy who's actually posing and happy that he's
right.
Arrested.
I'm happy to be in jail, getting three squares a day and a place
in
to rest my head. Yeah, exactly. Rest my head in Tent City. If you're just joining us, we were pointing out the vagaries of being in the convict mode down in... Maricopa County.
Maricopa. Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has put mugshots up. What's it? Is it's officially called FC what?
It's MCSO.org.
MC, Maricopa County. MC what?
MCSO.org.
S-O.org. Maricopa
County. Maricopa
County
Sheriff's Office. Yes.
Right. .com?
Org.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Is that what I said before? MaricopaCounty.org?
I think you just said Maricopa County, which
said everything.
Took me somewhere else.
I did. And you know what, Richie? You can count on me to be right on almost every
count.
You
got it all covered.
That's it. All right. So anyway, there are just, if you look at that, I'm sure Richie's gone there. He loves Joe Arpaio.
Oh, yeah.
And the pictures, the mugshots there. These people are amazing.
It's weird. It is very crazy.
All right. Coming up, Dr. Ken is going to join us. There are a few reports today about prescription painkillers and how they're being abused, uses at record highs here in America.
Like that's the new big thing. It used to be marijuana, and then it was cocaine. No. Now it's all these prescription things.
Yeah, I've spent the last couple of days working in New York with one of the – we have a group –
Boy, is he hopped up on prescription drugs.
Who? Who are you talking about?
The way you said it, it made it seem like one of your people was
– No, I was thinking about the – remember we had Andrea Metcalf on the program about a month or so ago, and I got her involved and interested in working with some of the people that I work with in New York. And one of the things I found out about her that I didn't know before was that her expertise, she's been a trainer, and that's where she's turned all of the skills she had toward helping people in pain And you know, you go to the chiropractor, you go to the acupuncturist, you go for physical therapy. Well, she uses, because of her training, a lot of the same things probably come into play, using exercise to get rid of pain. Mm-hmm. Even though we all think sort of if you overdo exercising, you have pain.
Yeah.
But there's ways of using it, and she's an exercise scientist. She has a degree in physiology, I guess. Right? Isn't that what you'd have to have a degree in?
I guess.
Kinesiology, isn't that the name of it?
The point is, though, that you only the people who use Vicodin, for example, which is a pretty popular pain relief, 112 million doses prescribed last year. Can you imagine that?
That's a lot.
I'm talking about doses in that you get a prescription. How many pills for stuff do you get in a bottle?
Probably 20.
20, all right.
Something like that.
So 112 million times a doctor wrote out a prescription for Vicodin. So how many? That's times 20 pills. So that's 460 million pills. How much money is that?
Unless we can easily control, but have an easier time of controlling the drug dealers in that they are who writes prescriptions.
Right, that's the doctors.
They have phony doctors that write prescriptions. People steal prescription pads. And then people that don't need, that have access to insurance that can get these medications at a cheap deal can sell them to people to sell on the street.
I got an email from a company in Canada the other day suggesting I can buy various things that cost $10 or $12 down here for
Canada,
a buck and a half.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever happened to taking Tylenol for pain? It's now Vicodin or Percocet or Oxycontin. Oh.
When I hurt my foot, they gave me Vicodin, and I took one, and I have never...
Don't you get dizzy when
I was trying to sleep, and I couldn't sleep. I was hearing everything that was going on around me, and I never will take it again.
All right, well, we'll have Dr. Ken reporting to us about a number of things in a matter of moments here. 22 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie has joined us. Sounds like he's feeling better today. Got a little extra sleep this morning, so you're doing all right?
Getting there.
All right, good. Our question, Rich, we decided that we'd wait for the Apple question until you arrived on the scene.
Yeah, I know.
We have the seven dwarfs was the alternative, asking which of the seven dwarfs was the only one that did not have a beard.
And the answer isn't Metro Dwarf, Rich. Leah
calls from McAlpine, Florida. Hi, Leah. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. When's the last time you read the story of the seven dwarfs, or you saw it or whatever? When's the last time you came?
Probably. I haven't seen it or read it since the pigs ate my little brother. Long time.
You know what?
Richie's feeling better.
She deserves a prize just for that reference.
That was very good.
All right, so who is it that has the beard, Leah?
Well, my husband told me to say bashful, but I think he's dopey. It's dopey.
Yeah. I think your husband is wrong, and I think you are right.
You are right.
Yeah, it is not bashful, not sneezy, it's not doc, it's dopey. In fact, yes, dopey. So thanks to all the rest of you who made it through. But the essence of it is Leah was the first one, and by the way, she had a pretty good line, right? So she
deserves double consideration.
All right, so Leah, what's going on with you today in your life? What are you doing that's going to be important?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll write a couple letters, because usually, you know, everybody just emails everybody.
You know, I have a whole on the off chance that I had an off moment yesterday, I was reading a story about how the world is changing and what changes are coming. And I was imagining a world without the post office or notes that one could send. Let's just say a get well note you'd put in the mail. It isn't being done anymore. It's all being done on email. So did you send your notes? Did you send your letters via email or regular snail mail?
I do email, but I like to sit down and write something to somebody. I like getting a letter, so I like to send them.
Yeah, all right. So you're kind of old-fashioned girl. There's nothing wrong with that. So your husband, shall we give you two prizes, one for you and one for your husband?
Yeah, he doesn't get the good one. You know, last time I won it was 2 years ago.
Really? Did you ever get the prize?
Yeah, I was I was 61 or something years old, and they sent me a book on how to raise twins.
Very appropriate. That's good. Congratulations, Leah. We'll see if you're... I tell you what, we have a book on how a grandparent can raise grandchildren.
I don't have any of those either.
You know.
Oh, man.
Richie, you'll find something appropriate, right?
We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like maybe we'll send you the Communist Manifesto or something.
Yeah, something valuable.
Something you can use. You love your husband, by the way?
I do. He's a great guy.
Is he? Have you always loved him?
No, I didn't always know him.
Oh, all right. But as long as you've known him, you've loved him, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How long is that?
32, almost 33 years.
Good. Good for you.
Well, congratulations.
Time flies when you're having fun.
She's a hoot, man.
Yeah, we are. You're having fun, too, and that's we like that as well. All right. Hold on there just a second.
Funny.
Twins. Great.
Congratulations. You're the proud parents of...
A book you'll never use.
Two books, right, exactly. All right, so do we have time for this thing about... You know what? We'll save the Apple story for when we do technology at 53 past the hour. How's that?
Good idea.
Okay.
Right, that's a good idea. Meanwhile, don't forget, this program plays live every evening on the Internet at WSRadio.com. WSRadio.com. It is what you would expect, WSRadio.com. 8 o'clock Pacific time. So Jennifer, when she's getting ready to go to bed, she wants to hear how she sounded in this hour. She goes to the Internet and clicks to WS Radio, and that's where she finds the Good Day program. If you have access to a computer, that's swell. Smartphones, I guess I could listen to on my new iPad, Richie!
Woohoo!
I guess that's all program. You guys fix that up so that it's all programmed.
I think it's on its way to you now.
On its way. I asked, yesterday I was with a big broadcast person. You'd got to talk to him on the phone.
I did. You called me.
And he wanted, I was up in his office, and he was showing me his new iPad. And I said to him proudly, I have one of those too. And he looked at me, and it was, this guy's, he's probably 10 years younger than I am, in that vicinity. And so he said to me, well, of course, you've ordered the cover for it.
You know, and thank you for asking that. I was just thinking that on the way in.
Yeah. So great minds work alike. So I got on the phone right away. Before I had him talk to you, I had him talk to Bob. And Bob then snortles. Bob Kay is my general manager. He and Richie work very closely together on most of the projects involving me and trying to bring me of age, if you will. And so I asked him if he had a cover. And he said, what do you think?
In a way, yes or no?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
Bob has known me for 43 years. And he pretty much understands the pulse of my mind. Would you say he knows? Well, Richie knows me well.
I think he's your bromance, though,
he
in
is,
life.
Yeah. He's, as
I
far as the
Bob
radio is concerned,
your
husband. He's, yeah. he's, and we fight like, you know, girls. Much of the time.
You do fight like girls.
Well, he does things that annoy me. And I'm sure I do plenty of things that annoy him. So he just kind of...
I couldn't imagine that.
No, thank you, Jennifer. Very sweet. So anyway, he confirmed that he had ordered. And so there are two types, apparently. There's a vinyl cover.
Yeah.
And there's a leather cover.
Yeah, you want the leather cover.
No, I don't want
the leather cover.
I want the
cover.
Vinyl cover. Do you think I want to have people think I have money to throw around? The leather cover costs more money.
Plus, sure, Doug's a cow guy. Where do you think leather comes from?
Yeah, we're not doing cows. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
I've got a leather jacket from the Good Day Show.
No, that's a suede jacket. It's not leather.
It's pleather.
Faux.
Well, anyway, but that was something I couldn't control. Thank you very much.
When did you, by the way, make leather jackets for the show?
We had,
I haven't even gotten a hat.
My friend, Russ Goble, so we'll send you one of these new hats that we're having made.
Thank you.
Russ Goble, who is responsible for all that stuff and one of the big fans of the program in Reno, has an embroidery shop. And he does
nice stuff.
Shirts, and he does hats. And
really
does
good work.
These jackets. He got these jackets, and I gave them to various program directors and general managers.
And people important to you, obviously.
Well, I don't think, I'm guessing Bob doesn't have one. I know Richie has one.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Doug Stephan baseball once.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, the autographed baseballs.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what I use my jacket for, Jen?
What?
When Doug comes in the studio and turns it down to 32 degrees, I go get my
Richie
jacket out of my office.
Doug Stephan jacket. Yeah. Very good, Rich. So I got sidetracked from what I wanted to talk about, but that's all right. Dr. Ken is around the corner here. Stand by for that on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Stephan Show.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's the person in charge of the daily dose of important medical information and all kinds of other things that help us focus on what we can do. And we'll talk about this continuing conversation, the feeding the brain and trying to figure out what's going on. Dr. Ken has some interesting stuff about television and children and how yet one more thing you haven't thought about that puts their lives at risk. That coming up in a moment. First, though, a word about Ken. I was just saying that I have this Metafast Dutch chocolate. I was laughing yesterday because, I mean, we all know that there are other products out there. And I mentioned, sort of in passing, I was thinking about losing weight, and then Weight Watchers came out of my mouth, and that's a good product, but it's not recommended by doctors. Metafast, the name Metafast gives us the clue, and the reason the doctors recommend this is because it is safe medically. And there's no casting aspersions on other products. It just is that this stuff works because they put a lot of thought into the food that they provide. And I was looking at this chocolate shake, the Metafast chocolate shake that I've been nursing all morning, because you may have heard me talking to Jack Stockwell and Jennifer and Richie about sugar in various things. Even though we know veggies are good for us, there are some veggies that have a lot of sugar in them. So I'm looking at this to see if there's any sugar content at all. 6 grams is all. And that's really what does help you lose weight, right? Getting rid of the sugar in your system.
Well, it's all about calories, Doug, and the nice thing about the Metafast is as quickly as we fill it in our pantry in our house, it just goes out. It fills you up. There's a lot of fiber in the Metafast product, so as soon as you eat it, as my daughter will say, her stomach feels full, and you control your portions, you get good nutrition, and 20,000 of my colleagues, physicians across America, are recommending this every day to their patients, as I am.
Metafast.com/Dr. Ken. You'll want to get in on this. There is a really wonderful way for you. Richie's done it and looks terrific. He's lost a lot of weight. Pants don't fit him very well. Jennifer's done very well in this. Roberta, I'm looking at the things that are around in her house as I'm staying as her guest, and the things that are here, all the Metafast stuff, pretty interesting. To look at some of the labels and see how it works. So what you're looking for is Metafast to lose weight. All right, Ken, the television and risk for children, something different here in this area.
This is out of the medical journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. It says that too much TV seems to put a children's heart at risk. They followed children and they watched the risk factors for developing heart attacks like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and all of these risk factors for having heart disease as an adult increase, and it's all related to how much TV kids watch.
Another reason not to have your children in front of that set, folks. Take what Dr. Ken has said to heart. 51 after on Good Day.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's now 53 after the hour, back on the farm. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my delightful darling Charlotte here in attendance.
I thought you were talking about Rich.
Rich is feeling much better today, and that's good. Everybody recognizes that fact. And Jennifer always sounds good as far as I'm concerned. The technology focus of this program, we're going to tell you about Apple and what's going on with sales there. Amazing numbers, unbelievable numbers. First, though, do you know why Samsung, wasn't that yesterday? No. That's not, I was just, it's interesting, he was just focused on Samsung. My Samsung phone is terrible. Awful.
Really?
Awful.
I was just seeing where their Droid won some award or something.
I don't know, but I can't, last night I was talking on the phone to a couple of people, I've just noticed it lately, I've had three of them, because they've all been defective in one way or another.
You still have the flip variety though, right?
Yeah, but I was just thinking about what I ought to... I can't do the iPad iPhone thing because I don't. It'll get dirty and it'll get broken on the farm.
Yeah, you need something you can bang around a little
bit. I need something that is protected like those are. I really need to find out. Maybe I should ask you at 800-510-8255 if you're still using, as Jennifer referred to it, a flip phone. What's the best quality? I have Verizon. I don't like the Samsung. What is there? And I had before. What was it I had before, Richie? The old. Zip. They call it Zip. No, it wasn't a Zip. Razor. I had the Razor phone.
The pink one
I had a bunch of them. One of them, Megan had one for a while, and I took hers. But after a while, they just, I don't know what there is about it, but you can't hear them. I was talking to somebody last night.
Well, you can only use them for a year or two, and then they get all yucky.
Yeah, well
especially you.
The Samsungs, this last one, I've only had a month or so.
Only so many times you can drop a phone in a pile of manure and expect it to be able to talk and sound good.
Do you know why Samsung smartphones and tablets look and act like the ones from Apple? Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will detail the reasons for that.
Everybody's trying to copy Apple, that's why.
All right. Well, actually, there's a lawsuit.
Snob.
Really?
That is focused on this copying, and Alex has details about the lawsuit next year on Good Day.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a can't-buy-it-anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. all free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
According to the Wall Street Journal, there are interesting developments brewing between Apple and Samsung. Apple is suing Samsung for copying its product designs. The complaint reads as follows, quote, rather than innovate and develop its own technology and unique Samsung style for its smartphone products and computer tablets, Samsung chose to copy Apple's technology, user interface, and innovative style in these infringing products, close quote. Now, it's hard to argue that Samsung's Android phones and Galaxy tablets look very much like Apple's products. But here's another intriguing tidbit. Turns out, Samsung makes a number of the chips inside Apple's products to the tune of $6 billion in payments from Apple to Samsung last year alone. That's 4% of all of Samsung's total revenue of $142 billion. I'm guessing this lawsuit will not help the relationship. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, so we have a question before us.
Yeah.
Having to do with Apple. Do you know how many Apple iPhones have been sold so far this year?
A lot.
Want to take a guess?
How many?
800-510-8255. Let's see if the audience can
better make it quick.
Figure in on that. Well, the audience can't because we won't have time. All right,
we will have time.
All right, so let's do. Let me get a little advice from Henry, who's in Pineville, Louisiana. All right, Henry, don't like the smartphone from Samsung. What should I get?
I got a Redmi 2. It's Samsung. It flips up. All the contractors around here use these.
Really?
And you can get features on there, like where you can use it as a little, like a little walkie-talkie for people on your farm if you want it.
Oh. Rugby. It's called a Rugby 2. How expensive are they? How much they cost?
Well, we renewed our plan, and there was no rebate on it. It was a couple hundred bucks for that, though.
$100. But Henry, you're a good man.
$100, I think.
All right, thanks for the help.